free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, June the 17th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the claims and counterclaims about cybersecurity threats. As we've seen, several South American nations, five as a matter of fact, shut down because of a problem in the smart grid beginning in Argentina. And as one article points out from an establishment source, Bloomberg, they say the cyber attacks make smart grids look pretty dumb. As I've said many times before on this program, anytime somebody is trying to pull something over on you, anytime they've got an incredibly bad product design, they call it smart. Because if you're stupid enough, that's all you need as a label. So we got smart cities, we got smart cars, we got smart devices, we got the Internet of Things that they want to make you a part of, and I mean that literally. You will be one of those things that they control via the Internet. And so we're going to take a look at what's going on with us today, as well as Facebook's new effort to establish a global currency, a cryptocurrency. They're making quite a bit of progress on this. Reports are, as some tech organizations have been contacted in advance with an embargo about the impending announcement. It's pretty amazing when you look at the details of this. And we're going to get into the details of Libra. That's what Zuckerberg is going to call his new global coin. And many experts are saying, well, this could take the dollar down, and that's a good thing. Well, no, actually it isn't if you're an American. It's going to eviscerate our standard of living if we have another currency. Zuckerberg is setting himself up, he and his elite partners, who are paying $10 million per node to be the clearinghouses for this. That's right. You can buy your way onto the Federal Reserve Board equivalent of this new global currency from Facebook, but of course only if you got $10 million. This is the technocratic elite writ large taking over our money now and using the same kinds of control tactics that they have used to take over social media. As a matter of fact, one of the key selling points that Zuckerberg is making to all these different governments is, I'm going to do extreme vetting to know my customer. Know your customer rules. You know, the governments have used the banks for quite some time as surveillance devices. Hey, you want those interest-free loans from the Federal Reserve? You want to be able to create money by loaning money out and so forth? You want that lucrative deal? Okay, well, you turn over information about your customers to us. And that, quite frankly, is what I've been saying for the longest time, is why social media was created in the first place. Why people like Zuckerberg were the ones who were given the advantages, who were subsidized by government entities that were venture capital firms. Some of them directly, like InQtel. Right? CIA openly set up its own venture capital firm in the late 1990s, just as the internet was becoming a viable instrument. Designed back in the 1960s by DARPA as a weapon. Not to be used against the Russians or the communists, but a weapon to be used against the American people, their own people. And as that became practical, they started looking for reliable shills. Quislings. That'll be called Quisling Book. Except Facebook is pretty accurate. They want to get your identity, and you have turned this over. And as Facebook has said, look, you give this information to us, you have no privacy. Now they want to be the banks. It's the same model they've been using to get their monopoly for Facebook, for WhatsApp, for these other platforms, of the Instagram and so forth. Now they're going to take that large customer base. They're going to try to roll out a global currency. Probably will. They've got some big players they've already rolled in. And we're going to take a look at the latest attack on InfoWars. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment, and it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, June the 17th, year of our Lord 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at the claims and counterclaims about whether or not the U.S. is running cyber attacks on the power grid in Russia. And yet we did have the power grid in Argentina that affected five other nations go down. Massive power outages with tens of millions of people. I think the number is 40 million. I don't have it right here in front of me at the moment. I think it was something like 40 million people went down, having their power taken down. And as Bloomberg is saying, it makes the smart grids look pretty dumb. And they focus, interestingly enough, on smart meters, a topic I've been talking about here for about 5 years. First of all, there are health concerns about smart meters, just like there are health concerns about 5G. But also when you put these types of devices in, it makes your power grid or your city or your transportation, any part of your infrastructure that keys into this, all of it becomes very vulnerable to malicious acts. It becomes very vulnerable to bugs, the complexity that's there. So it's not just a health issue, but it is also a critical infrastructure fragility issue. And of course, there's privacy. But we don't care about privacy anymore, right? Because we want security and we want safety. So we don't care about privacy. We don't care about liberty, except that you don't have safety or security without privacy, without liberty. See, they're not two opposite things. You can't trade one off to get the other. You either have privacy, liberty, to get safety and security, or you don't have anything. That is a lie from the beginning. That is a Faustian bargain with the devils of the technocratic elite. And now we have Facebook out there talking about setting up a global coin. And so we're going to take a look at what's going on with Bitcoin. Why is it now soaring all of a sudden? Why is most of the uptick because of institutional investing? What is Zuckerberg up to? How is it going to affect us? But before we get to all of that, I want to talk about the latest attacks on InfoWars. Because again, this is another cyber attack. This is the world in which we live. Do not underestimate the importance of technology to affect and change and to attack people in numerous ways. Of course, we've seen this in China with the social credit scores. And some of the people who are applauding Zuckerberg's new global coin, he calls it Libra. Some of the people who are applauding that say, well, this is great. It's going to follow up on what China is doing. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And that's not a great thing. Not a great thing. We're going to take a look at what happened in Hong Kong as well over the weekend. The demonstrations this last weekend were double the ones the week before. It was amazing when they had 1 million people show up in the streets. This last weekend, it was 2 million people. And guess what happens? When you stand up to the tyrants en masse, they stand down. And that's what happened in China, even in the face of China's Communist Party putting pressure on this. The politicians there in Hong Kong stood down. Folks, there's a lesson in that. If we cared enough to stand up here in America to this tyranny, and make no doubt about it, what they're talking about here with Facebook, with social media, that is no different in principle than the kind of extradition by a global tyrant. We have seen social media postings used as weapons. We have seen banning from social media, banning from the public square that they created. We've seen that weaponized. Make no mistake about it. It is a form of entrapment. It is a form of surveillance, and it is a form of attack. And now that attack is taking financial dimensions. But let's take a look at some of the things that happened over the weekend. Before we get to the attack on InfoWars, I just want to point out, with all the headlines that we see about how poorly Trump is doing in the polls, not even the Democrats really believe this. Not even the Democrats. This article from Zero Hedge: Democrats are bashing Biden's quote-unquote landslide lead. These polls are not to be trusted. And of course, we had the national poll from Quinnipiac showing that Biden was 13 points ahead of President Trump, 53% to 40%. Talked about that last week. Talked about the fact that I think there's something like four or five different candidates, all the way down to Buttigieg. Shows Buttigieg beating President Trump. Shows Biden winning by 4 points in Texas. Now, you should understand that this type of thing could happen if we don't control the breakdown at the border, the total collapse at the border. But it may not happen this next election. What I think they're doing is I think they are preparing people. You know, this is laying the groundwork, laying the psychology so that people will accept the rigged elections. Because understand, if President Trump doesn't stop electronic voting, this election is up for grabs. They have to create a narrative to make people think that President Trump is really losing in popular polls. And then they can change it with electronic voting, especially if you get rid of the Electoral College. That means that in large places where most people don't bother to show up, they can pad the results with electronic voting. Take a look at, let's play video clip number two. Take a look at this Biden rally. Somebody showed up and put this up on Facebook as they're looking at the empty parking lot before a Biden rally. Let's run that tape.
Okay, so this is where Joe Biden is going to be tonight, as you can see at the sign.
It's a small building. They didn't expect too many people.
He'll be here in about an hour. And so far, there's no line. People are walking in the door freely. A couple of TV cameras here.
Yeah, there's nobody there but media.
Voters.
This is like a local state congressional race. I've covered these types of things.
Not a whole lot of people waiting for Mr. Biden.
Empty parking lot.
That came to see him.
There's nobody there. There's a few cars, empty parking spaces, journalists rolling cameras in. And the building itself is incredibly small. Okay, you get the idea. Nobody is showing up. And this time around, even other Democrats are whining about these phony polls, according to The Hill. These same geniuses all predicted that Hillary Clinton was unstoppable and inevitable, said Chris Kofinis, a Democratic pollster. Some Democrats say that surveys showing Biden well ahead of the Democratic field are not to be trusted. Anyone who believes that the Democratic candidate is headed for a landslide victory right now is doomed to repeat the tragic history of 2016, said that Democrat pollster. Nevertheless, this is a narrative that is being put out there to create a public perception so that when they stuff the ballots electronically, and they only have to do that in a few places, right? Say, oh, well, look, popular vote. Popular vote. And if we've got another state that has joined this compact to shut down the Electoral College without amending the Constitution, of course. Take another look at the evidence that we see out here. What if you held an impeachment protest and nobody came? MoveOn.org held 130 impeach Trump protests this last weekend across the nation. As Gateway Pundit points out, it was a complete bust. They've got pictures that people tweeted out. in Atlanta, about 20 people showed up. In Southern California, a few dozen attendees. The pro-Trump counter-protesters just about equaled the impeach protesters in California. Then look at Jim Acosta's book signing. 30 books sold. I mean, I think I could do better than this if I wrote a book. Jim Acosta's tell-all book, The Enemy of the People, which he says is fighting on the front lines in President Trump's war on truth. He goes actually to Arlington, Virginia. This is friendly territory, folks. These are the establishment press, the establishment politicians, and even in Arlington, Virginia, he's standing there signing books by himself. He only sold about 30 of them. Absolutely amazing. Even though he's been hosted with Wolf Blitzer, CNN, he's had CNN's reliable sources, CBS Sunday Morning, C-SPAN's, etc., and they've got it on a big
discount. It's time to start your summer with real power, the power that God gave us through Mother Nature. We're dropping prices by 50% on all of our best-selling Force supplements to help you reach your peak strength. And the purchase of these products will help the InfoWar go to the next level as Trump and others prepare to move against big tech censorship. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the Force products are on massive 50% off. Total Super Force special sale includes 50% off DNA Force Plus,
DNA Force Plus,
Brain Force Plus,
Brain Force Plus,
Turbo Force,
Turbo Force,
Ultimate Female,
Ultimate
Force,
Female Force,
and 33% off the new best-selling Space Force America is Back designer t-shirt. All of this is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's also a sticker bomb to help fight censorship as well. Stickers are all being sold at cost.
You'll find these amazing specials at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWar, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWar decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWar bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X2, Brain Force Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yes, we see all the polls. We got more of them up at the top of the Drudge Report this morning. And yet, I don't see it. I don't see it on the street. I don't see it on the rallies. I don't see it in book sales for Jim Acosta. As I was saying, he goes to friendly territory right there in Arlington, Virginia, where all the establishment press, all the establishment politicians are. You'd think they would eat up a book about this guy dumping on Trump as, quote unquote, enemy of the people. And yet, nobody shows up. He had maybe 30 or so copies, said the manager at Arlington's Barnes & Noble. Maybe there were 30-something copies that were sold. Jim Acosta goes unnoticed at a book signing, signs a book for himself, tweeted out Jack the Soviet. Sean Hannity reported on it in an article all by himself. but, of course, he's been on with Wolf Blitzer to promote it on CNN. Maybe that's the problem. Because nobody watches CNN either. CNN is turning into kind of like a book signing for Jim Acosta. It is a echo chamber for these guys. He was also on CNN's Reliable Sources with George Costanza. I mean, Brian Stelter, right? Any Reliable Sources? Anyway, CBS also plugged it. C-SPAN also plugged it. Amazon is pushing it out there. They've got a 20% discount. Kind of reminds me of the infomercials. How much would you pay for this book by Jim Acosta? $200? $100? No, today you can get it for just $9.99. And there's no takers. MSNBC ratings crashed 32% after they lied to everybody for 2 years. And as we see the press and how rigged everything in this system is, it's just come out, as New American points out. Not only have we had the investigation into campaign financing there by the Minnesota Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board looking at Ilhan Omar, not only did they find out the various false statements made on her tax reports, claiming that she was married to an individual when she was not, they also discovered as part of this investigation, and it wasn't just that. It was also improper reimbursements. She's going to have to pay a fine. She's going to have to pay back nearly $4,000 to her campaign committee, including a $500 fine. This is small. But don't forget, we also had Obama found guilty of FEC, Federal Election Campaign, committee, whatever, violations. What is it? C. Anyway, the FEC, the elections guys. They fined Obama more than $300,000, but of course nobody cared. It was barely even reported by the mainstream media. Yet even without a violation of President Trump, they want him to be impeached, go to jail. And believe me, if they find anything or they manufacture any financial crimes, they will try to send him to jail. That's the strategy right now. So just remember that, you know, when you look at campaign violations by Ilhan Omar, by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, what she did would typically result in a jail term. But, of course, they're not going to pay any attention to that because of who she is. But they will pay attention to any misdemeanor against President Trump. Just look at what they're doing to Paul Manafort or to Roger Stone. Look at what they did to Dinesh D'Souza. There's a different standard, even for people who have big names. If they don't have the right politics, they go to jail. So what happened with Ilhan Omar, as I pointed out in one of the emails that surfaced out of this investigation about other improprieties, they found emails talking about the Omar team. Her crisis manager asked members of the team if they had a relationship with a particular journalist in order to shut down a story. Said, you know, kind of like what we do with the Star Tribune in Minneapolis. Anybody got a relationship with anybody at this press organization so we can shut down that story like we do at the Minneapolis Star Tribune? And that was just one of many documents that came out. But the pattern here is how they use their relationships to shut down stories, how they lie to people, how they attack people. The Columbia Journalism Review, this is the gold standard for journalism, right? The Columbia School of Journalism. They have now done a hit piece on an individual who did an analysis from evidence on social media that showed several journalists with disturbingly close relationships with Antifa groups. So because of that, the Columbia Journalism Review does a hit piece on him. See how this works? See how this works? Kind of the same way that CNN focused on InfoWars to shut us down and these other people. You know, we've had... Now people are again talking about, even though we've talked about it for 2 years, I've told you this for 2 years, I'm basically, it's why I'm not talking about all this stuff anymore with CrowdStrike and with Russiagate and so forth. I'm sick of it and there's no new news. Yes, we get some more documents that come out because Roger Stone exposed it as part of Discovery, but we already knew this. We already knew that the FBI, and I've, how many times have I said this? They go up to the DNC. As Hillary and company and DNC say, we've been hacked by the Russians. So the FBI goes to investigate. And CrowdStrike, their cybersecurity firm, says, we've looked at it. There's no need for, these are not the disk drives you're looking for. Go away, go away. And the FBI says, yes, yes, we will go away. Kind of different than what they did to Paul Manafort or Roger Stone, isn't it? Where they go in and stage a raid as if they're coming after some kind of a drug cartel leader. Same thing they did, by the way, to William Binney and to Thomas Drake. They don't take no for an answer, unless it's Democrats, people who are connected. And so we knew this for quite some time. We knew that CrowdStrike had sent them away, that they had based everything on a redacted draft of a CrowdStrike report. Again, the people who were paid by Hillary Clinton. And so in the same way, just as Hillary Clinton paid for the phony dossier, and the phony dossier, that lie, became the foundation of a never-ending attack. And you still can't tell many of the people on the left that that's fake. They still won't listen to you, like, if you tell them that. In the same way, the Sandy Hook lawsuit coming after Alex Jones and InfoWars is another attack that is founded on a lie. And yet they have repeated this lie over and over again. People like Megyn Kelly, all these people working together, pushing this. We've only got about a minute here. When we come back, I'm going to play Alex's comments on this with a lawyer when they looked at what happened. But again, this is a cyber attack, but it's the type of attack that we're seeing across the board. It's just a new way to do this. And it's the way that they're going to attack and rig the election. They combine media with social media. They combine these so-called law enforcement officers with cyber attacks to take people down. It's a very, very familiar pattern, and we'll have that clip for you when we come back. I find it interesting that, you know, with all of this talk about how we only want good people on social media, O.J. Simpson joins back on the 25th anniversary of the murders and says he's got some people he wants to get even with. But that's fine, yo. He's okay. He's okay. They don't have a problem with O.J. Simpson. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out. Guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, take care of your clogged plumbing with Oxy Powder.
InfoWars, the most
most banned network in the world.
We have a new super special. It's on everything with Force in its name. The new, already best-selling Space Force, America's Back, awesome shirt that I love and everybody else is loving. It's going to be a hit shirt now. Hope you get it. Sports broadcast, spreads the word. It's a great conversation piece. It's 33% off. If we sold the t-shirt at 50% off, that'd be a cost. All the other Force products, it's all 50% off. DNA Force Plus, that is such a huge deal. That is the best CoQ10, PQQ system. Just unbelievable what it does, folks. 50% off. Nobody gets close to that price. Brain Force Plus, amazing. Turbo Force, which is just 10-hour energy. Clean, healthy, focused, amazing. Ultimate Female Force is incredible as well. It's 33% off, so we're about to sell out of that. All of the Force products, it's got Force in the name. It's 50 to 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Stacy in the great state of Texas. In FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force, so I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying, we have politicians who will use their contacts and media to shut down or to attack people. We saw this in the hearings, congressional hearings about social media. We had Democrat Congress members telling social media executives, I see InfoWars stories that are trending. What? How did that happen? What are you doing to stop that? Can we talk privately after this public hearing? Senator, can we get together and conspire privately, please? I didn't use the term conspire, but the rest of that is true. And, you know, they were conspiring to shut us down. And, of course, nobody wanted to talk when they had hearings about shadow banning and censorship of other people. The only person at that point in time to be suffer from a coordinated attack by the biggest companies the world has ever seen, Alex Jones, was not invited to speak by Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio even pretended he didn't know who he was. Later admitted he was lying. We knew he was lying. We know he lies all the time. And yet, because Alex Jones had the audacity to speak to his congressional master in the hallway, that was used as a pretense to take him off of Twitter. But we still have O.J. Simpson here, who chooses the 25th anniversary of the murder of his wife and her friend to get on to social media and says he's got some getting even to do. Well, what does that mean? I mean, yeah, he was acquitted by a jury, a highly publicized, very controversial case. But then he was also found guilty by a jury of the wrongful death of these people in a civil trial, and they awarded a $33.5 million judgment to the families of these victims, essentially saying that O.J. did it in the civil trial. And then he moved to escape the judgment. And then he wound up in prison again with felony charges for armed robbery and kidnapping. And now he is on Twitter and, of course, with all the talk about how they're going to vet people for outside activity. And so, no problem with that. No problem whatsoever. So everybody is posting jokes out there, you know. What if Twitter notifies you that you're being followed by OJ? How do you feel about that? That's the standard joke that everybody is putting out with memes and other things. But, you know, we look at what happens, particularly in this case here in Michigan. A couple of brothers who have a lot of property and want to start growing Christmas trees, a Christmas tree farm. So they cut down a couple of trees on their own property, and the local government hits them with a $450,000 fine for cutting down trees on their property so they can plant Christmas trees, so they can plant more trees. And when they complained about it, when they went public with it, the approach was then to hit them with every kind of nuisance charge. They have now filed a federal complaint against this local jurisdiction, claiming that after they went to the press about the criminal actions of these people, the township started sending code enforcement officers to their other businesses, to look for possible code infractions not tied to the tree farm. According to that complaint, town of Canton issued a violation notice May 30th, which said that they did not have occupancy certificates for buildings that they'd been using for decades. See, this is the weaponization of government, the weaponization of the press, attacking free speech instead of supporting it. That's where we are here in America today. And as we're going to be talking about here in just a few minutes, there is an element of this that is new, and that is the cyber element. And so we had the report come out over the weekend. Actually, it came out on Friday. It came out on Saturday. And you saw it on the Drudge Report, how the FBI was alerted by these people with the phony lawsuit, the Sandy Hook people. And again, it is a lawsuit that is built on a foundation of lies. It is part of the 24 lawsuits that have been filed against InfoWars, most of them now dismissed. But just like we see with these Michigan brothers, just like we see with these other attacks on people, the journalist attacked by the Columbia Journalism Review because he exposed journalists who are helping Antifa. So then that gold standard attacks him. This is a familiar pattern. But I want to let you hear what Alex Jones has to say about this and the lawyer who is representing Alex and InfoWars in Connecticut in this particular case. So here's that clip.
There were 9.6 million emails that were searched. We turned over about 57,000 of them. In 12 of them, there were embedded images of child pornography. As it turns out, those emails were never opened. The images were never opened. There's no evidence that anybody here or anyone affiliated with you or you ever searched them. So clearly they were placed in there as malware, as evil intended internet communications. I have spoken to federal prosecutors. They regard you as a victim. They do not regard you as in any way a suspect. No one's going to search your computers or try to build a case against you. They found an email that they shouldn't, quote, have. They turned it over to the FBI. The FBI went through the metadata and found 12 emails that contained PDFs or images embedded in emails of child porn. Some of those emails were directed to you and they were very hostile, and I'm not going to use the language that were used in those emails. 12 images of child pornography, if knowingly possessed by you, a member of your staff, or me as your lawyer, could land anyone or all of us in prison.
And when the Obama-appointed U.S. attorney demanded out of 9.6 million emails in the last 7 years in Sandy Hook, metadata, which meant tracking the emails and where they went, well, we fought it in court. The judge ordered for us to release a large number of those emails. That's Chris Matty that got that done. A very interesting individual at the firm of Koskoff and Koskoff, run by Senator Murphy and Senator Blumenthal, that say for America to survive, quote, I must be taken off the air. So they're very naked about what they stand for. So, you know, I had them try to set me up with the Russians. And I reported to the FBI, and that kind of freaked them out a lot. And that's all on record. It's been covered on national news. So that didn't work too well. And so we learned in just the last few days that when they wanted these hundreds of thousands of emails out of the 9.6 million, that they had attachments to them that no one would know what they were. We hadn't opened this. The FBI's come out and said, I'm the victim. And a statement's coming out officially. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Connecticut. But what's interesting is we checked with real IT people, because we're not IT folks. We made some calls, and they said, no, you wouldn't know what was in attachments, and you wouldn't know what they linked to, because the FBI looked at it. They said, we're the victim. It was hidden in Sandy Hook emails threatening us. It was child porn. So it's on record. We were sent child porn. We're not involved in child porn. But the fact is, it's not a needle in a haystack. It's fields of haystacks. And they get these emails a few weeks ago, and they go right to the FBI and say, we've got him with child porn. And the FBI says he never opened it, and he didn't send it. And then they act like, oh, they're our friends. They're not going to do anything with this. Go to hell. I wasn't born yesterday.
Of course, you must be born yesterday if you believe that they just happened to find that. Just happened to find it. We just happened to all of a sudden get all of the big tech companies to shut us down. We just all of a sudden happened to have two dozen nuisance lawsuits filed against us. Yeah, attacks can happen a lot of different ways, cyber and otherwise. And, of course, that brings us to the cyber attacks that are being conducted on grids. And, of course, President Trump has pushed back against the New York Times report that we are doing that to Russia, but somebody is doing it in South America. When we come back, we're going to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at the vulnerable infrastructure that is being created with these smart meters, the smart cars, the autonomous cars. Isn't it funny how they always, when they look, identify a vulnerability, they always label it exactly the opposite. You know, kind of like the Patriot Act, the most unpatriotic act that has ever been passed here in the United States. You know, you got the autonomous cars that will have everything controlled centrally. Isn't it funny how they come up with these contradictory labels? We'll be right back talking about smart grids.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at the cyber attacks against our so-called smart grids. Smart grids for stupid people. Smart grids for slaves. Smart grids for people who don't know or care about the health effects, who don't know or care about the privacy effects, who don't understand how fragile this new smart grid infrastructure truly is. Bloomberg is talking about this. Imagine, they said, if your thermostat led to a region-wide power blackout. Well, Argentina isn't ruling out a cyber attack. They said a mass outage that affected millions of people in five South American countries over the weekend. The U.S. government is also stepping up digital incursions into Russia's power grid, reported the New York Times and other sources, citing unnamed officials. Now, President Trump has said that's not true. I'm going to take a look at what was put out there and let you decide about that. But we spent about $130 billion to set up a smart grid. And this is not the 5G capability that we're talking about. These are things like so-called smart meters that we've been opposing here for years on the basis of what it does to the infrastructure, making it vulnerable, on the basis of what it does to your privacy, and on the basis of what it does to your health. The same types of concerns that we have with 5G, or as Joe Biden calls it, G5. It is not an economic group. It is a control grid technology to control you. As you point out, electricity networks are traditionally highly centralized, and of course, the spread of smart metering and automated control systems has changed that now, with more than 10% of global grid investments, equivalent to some $30 billion a year, now dedicated to digital network infrastructure. So if you've got a refrigerator or an air conditioner or industrial facilities, you can be compensated for switching off to smooth out demand peaks. And that can be true of any number of devices. Remember, we were attacked even though it was first reported by mainstream media. We were attacked when then CIA Director David Petraeus said, we're going to have your toaster, your refrigerator, or your other appliances spying on you for us, for the CIA. Now, of course, the CIA doesn't have a brief to spy on American citizens, but of course they've been doing that from day one. That's why we had the Frank Church committee hearings. That's why we in the Senate, why we had the Pike committee hearings in the House. Pike kind of focused more on the NSA, which was created by an executive order of President Truman. And the head of the NSA, even though he graciously condescended to show up, refused to even show the executive order that created that agency to the congressman. It's like, I'm not showing you that. You have no right to see that. You have no right to know. You're nothing but a congressman. I'm head of the NSA. The CIA, meanwhile, and with the many revelations that were out there, everybody focused on their assassination programs, on their heart attack guns, but they didn't focus on what they were doing to the American people. That was pretty much covered up with the sensational heart attack guns type of stuff. And yet we had the FISA. Remember FISA? Have you heard of FISA in the last couple of years? That was created back in the 1970s. Why? Because the government was already spying on Americans and on big politicians, obviously. This only blew up when they did it to President Trump. When it got so in your face that it couldn't be avoided anymore by the mainstream media. When they've been doing it for so long, they no longer felt like it was a thing that they needed to cover up. And the American people look at this and go, what's going on? Oh, gee, I guess the FBI and the CIA and the NSA just suddenly went off the rails. We hear that even from the establishment conservative media. Oh, we really need these people. And, they've always been trustworthy until just last year or 2 years ago. And suddenly they all went bad. No, they've been bad from the beginning. The FBI was corrupt from the beginning with J. Edgar Hoover. From the beginning, they were trending toward a Gestapo, said Truman, who then created the NSA by executive order. How about that? Anyway, so we had David Petraeus say, we're going to be spying on you with your refrigerator and your other appliances when we connect them to the internet. Of course, we'll use them to listen to you. And now, just as we saw those slides revealed by the leak of Ed Snowden, the NSA bragging about the fact that isn't it ironic that Apple had that 1984 commercial where they introduced the Mac back in 1984. Who would have thought in 1984 that this, and they show a picture of Steve Jobs holding up his smartphone, that this would become Big Brother and that people would line up to pay for it. Well, people are lining up to pay for Alexa and these other boxes that listen to everything that you do and report on everything that you do. But that's only one aspect of it, the violation of your privacy. You have, as they point out in the Bloomberg article, the problem here is the vast amount of infrastructure that is needed to support such a setup, a distributed, more distributed setup. Any smart electrical grid needs a parallel telecommunications network to collect and harness the volumes of data that it will generate. And it makes every connected thermostat or smart refrigerator a potential entry point for cyber intruders. So it's not only a listening device for the CIA, the NSA to watch you, but it's also an entry point where anybody can enter the network and create havoc. About 588 million smart meters will be installed worldwide by 2022. And as I point out, we've been talking about the health concerns, the privacy concerns of smart meters for a very long time, just like with 5G. And also about how it makes the network more unreliable, more vulnerable, not only to malicious actions, but just to the complexity of the network that they've created. Take a look at Stuxnet, as Bloomberg points out. Stuxnet, that was the worm that crippled Iran's nuclear program back in 2010. And how did that happen? Well, evidently, it came in with one infected USB drive, smuggled into the plant, plugged into a computer, and then it took down the entire network that was part of their nuclear program. And so when we talk about the issues at stake here, and we go back to how I began this hour, talking about the phony polls that are put out there, again, nobody nobody showing up for Biden. He knows nobody's going to show up. He's got a little tiny room that he's rented. A lady shows up an hour beforehand. There's nobody there. There's no line. There's nobody there but journalists. I've covered events like this many times at local state elections. You can have Senate races and so typically nobody shows up but the journalists. And here's Joe Biden. And yet when President Trump shows up, tens of thousands of people at each event. But they want to tell us that he's way behind in the polls. Because if you want to talk about real Russian interference, if you want to talk about the ability to hack elections, whether it is the NSA or the CIA, whether it is Russia or, you know, domestic enemies, foreign or domestic, can overthrow the election if we have electronic voting machines in the same way they're shutting down the grid in Argentina. In the same way that it is alleged that the Russians have interfered with our grid. That's what they're saying. Well, we've got to do this to Russia because they did it to us first. Well, it's become a cyber war. Do you really want to expose the election to that kind of vulnerability? It's very easy to not do that. You can go back to paper ballots. And if you don't do that, the Russian interference, Russian hacking of the election is a given. Anybody, including China, Iran, any enemy of the United States, real or imagined, including Democrats, can take down the election. So they're just building a PR device for that. We've got more to say about this when we come back. But before we go to a break, I just want to remind you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new special, the Save InfoWars Emergency Special. And again, 50% off of all InfoWars Life products, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. 50% off all the InfoWars Life products. You can buy 8-pack Power Stack, 50% off, and get the Ultra 12. That's our vitamin B12. It's the same as getting shots, the same effect that you get with that, but you get twice as much as you used to get with the Secret 12. So you can get that free Ultra 12 with a 8-pack Power Stack that's already 50% off. You can get bumper stickers, stop the censorship, 50% off. And for listeners of this program, just use the code David to get 20% off Silver Bullet. That's our colloidal silver product. I never go on vacation without that. It's been very effective for me over many years. Again, you can get 20% off of Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver. Just use the code David at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, you are our sponsors. You're the only ones supporting us in this massive attack, and we're going to talk about what the grid and cyber attacks look like, how many different ways they're going to be coming after you, not just after your election, but after every single aspect of your life. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half a turbo force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. Five different types of caffeine doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine, that's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine, that's Turbo Force. Can't derive 500 milligrams. Slow burn. The very bad. I want a long burn. Can't derive 500 milligrams. Slow burn. The very bad. That's Turbo Force.
I tell you what, I'm feeling a lot of energy. My brain's here.
And get the fish oil.
It's time. It's time to start your summer with real power. The power that God gave us through Mother Nature. We're dropping prices by 50% on all of our best-selling Force supplements to help you reach your peak strength. And the purchase of these products will help the InfoWar go to the next level as Trump and others prepare to move against big tech censorship. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the Force products are on massive 50% off. Total Super Force special sale includes 50% off DNA Force Plus,
DNA Force Plus,
Brain Force Plus,
Brain Force Plus,
Turbo Force,
Turbo Force,
Ultimate Female Force,
Ultimate Female Force,
and 33% off the new best-selling Space Force America is Back designer t-shirt. All of this is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's also a sticker bomb to help fight censorship as well. Stickers are all being sold at cost.
You'll find these amazing specials at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. All the hand-wringing by the mainstream media saying that, well, I think about $100,000 worth of ads placed on Facebook rigged the election, and those nasty Russians with their bots did that. And, of course, that is laughable on the face of it when you have Google and Facebook rigging speech in the public place, all the different things that are happening, the fact that $100,000, even if Facebook and Google didn't have their thumb on the scales, pales in comparison to the ads that were spent by both sides, paid ads, what Hillary spent, what Trump spent. And yet, as we look at this threat to our grids that has come out over the weekend, a real power outage down in Argentina, and then reports from the New York Times that President Trump has angrily disputed, called them treasonous. And yet, as many people pointed out, and even the article itself said, broad powers were given to the general in charge of cybersecurity command or cyber command or whatever the official title is. Broad powers were given in the last authorization for the military spending to conduct operations without notifying the president. Many administration officials said they were reluctant to notify the president of what was going on. So did he get blindsided? Was he angry about this because he was blindsided by his own administration, by the Pentagon, with this report that came out in the New York Times? We're going to take a look at that. But again, as I said in the last segment, if you go back and you look at how one virus or worm or whatever, the Stuxnet worm, took down the entire nuclear operation of Iran back in 2010, it was on a thumb drive. How many times have we seen over and over again somebody demonstrating for a local television station? You have a local computer science professor and his students go in and say, well, you know, here's one of our electronic voting machines. And look, with a thumb drive, I can just stick it in here on the side. It implants some code that then will alter on a very regular basis, regardless of who you vote for. It'll cast a predetermined percentage of votes for a particular candidate. And then once it has rigged that on that particular voting machine, then it will erase itself. And, of course, all these voting machines are connected together in a network just like Iran's nuclear enrichment facilities were. You don't realize these electronic voting machines have us very vulnerable. And, of course, they're not talking about that. They're pretending that that risk doesn't happen, even though last year at the annual hacking conferences that happen in Las Vegas in August, they have DEF CON, they have the Black Hat Conference, the two run one after the other. They got kids from 15 on down to elementary school just to show how easy it was to hack these electronic voting machines. And all but just a couple of these kids, I think they went from age of 9 to age 15, and they were all able to hack this except for two or three of them. And one of them did it in an amazingly quick time frame. You don't think that a state organization can do this, that any state organization can do this, there will not be any honest elections if we have electronic voting machines. We even have reports of how hospital viruses on the particular equipment, and we've had several of these cases where people have hacked into medical devices. Here's one where researchers in Israel, reported by the Washington Post, created malware to either make it look like a medical imaging device, CTs and MRIs. They would either show tumors that were not there, or they would hide tumors that were there. And of course, that can be personalized for you. And it's just another example of how this Internet of Things undermines every aspect of our lives, whether it's elections, whether it's medical care, whether it's your privacy, whether it is your transportation. And now we have a bipartisan group of senators who want to take over any safety regulations that would put any restrictions at all on self-driving cars. They want to take that away from local and state jurisdictions. They don't have that power, quite frankly. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or Infowars.com. This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on Big Tech. They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Is the U.S. escalating cyber attacks on Russia? That would be a very serious thing, wouldn't it? Haven't we had people in the Obama administration? We're all very alarmed to hear this. People in the Obama administration said any cyber attack conducted in the U.S. will be considered the same as if it was a physical attack. The same as if you had shot missiles into our country, whatever. The problem is, it's not very easy to determine the origins of these cyber attacks, especially if they are conducted by a state power. Just as we saw with Vault 7 that was released, we had first the instruction manual was released, even though the code had already been leaked into the public domain, into the dark net, by the people who stole it from our cyber security masters. These people who are so good at protecting us, they can't even protect their own code. They can't protect the personnel and data files of Pentagon personnel, of federal employees. They can't protect their own hacking tools. And so Vault 7, as we saw when it was put out by WikiLeaks, first they did not release the code. Other people released the code, released the instruction manuals. WikiLeaks put out the instruction manuals so that people could see the capability that they had, but not the code. And we could see from their manual that the NSA had tools saying they could look as if they were any country that they wanted to look like. Remember, that was part of the narrative that we were told. Oh, well, you know, we know that this is coming from Russia because we can analyze the code. We can analyze keystrokes and so forth. Well, they can make it look like they're anybody. And of course, you can disguise where you're coming from using a virtual private network. There's many ways to hide where it's coming from. There's many ways to mask it to make it look like it's an attack from Russia, from China, from North Korea, from Iran. There's an app for that, as Pompeo said. Yeah, we lie, we cheat, we steal. We even have classes in that, and they have applications for that. And of course, when they're telling everybody, well, we know it's coming from Russia because this code looks like it's from Russia. And John McAfee told me in an interview, same thing that William Binney later told me in an interview. You'd have to be an absolute incompetent idiot if you're working for a foreign power and you come in without masking who you are, without looking like you're somebody else. So if it looks like Russia, it probably is anybody but Russia, in other words, when they came in with that. But what we're faced with here is increasing reliability on both a power grid and a public square that can be controlled, that can be rigged, that can be weaponized. And we're going to talk about Facebook coin. Yeah, it is a coin con. It is an attempt by Zuckerberg to take over and become a global currency. He wants to challenge the fiat central banks, which none of us like here. And yet, do you really want Mark Zuckerberg to be the one who controls a global currency? Not me. Not me. I've seen how this guy operates, and it's very troubling to see the alliances that he's making, the structures that he's putting in place. When we look at this control grid, and understand, it is not just the power grids that we're talking about here specifically. As we see, massive blackouts did hit tens of millions in South America, beginning in Argentina. 44 million people in Argentina alone were still in the dark over the weekend, but it also hit five countries in total. Uruguay had 3 million people as well as people in neighboring Paraguay. So this is all because of a massive blackout. They believe that it was a cyber attack. This is not a theoretical situation. But when you say that if there is a cyber attack, without knowing the source of that cyber attack, you're going to go to war? Think about that. That gives them a pretext to attack whoever they want. Because a cyber attack could be self-inflicted. Nobody knows where that's coming from. So they can identify whoever they want to and go to war with that particular country. Just to understand how dangerous this Internet of Things that you will become a part of. The Internet of Things is all your smart appliances, all your smart thermostats, your smart refrigerators and so forth. Okay, they were given capability for you to program them. They were given capability for you to contact them over the Internet and turn them on, set these things up. Also, you give the capability to the power company to selectively turn these things on or off so that you can save money, get electricity at a cheaper rate. And yet they can also be used to control and to monitor you. And as 5G is rolling out, that is the purpose of 5G, is to expand that Internet of Things so that all of these things, including you, are controlled centrally. We now have a new attempt. Again, they've tried this in the past, and it has failed. But we see, just like we had the protection given to the Silicon Valley oligarchs, turning over your information to them. They were given protection from lawsuits by you for violating your privacy, for violating their terms of service. The federal government says, well, you know, we're going to put pressure on you. And so that in the past, they've had pressure from the federal government, but they've also had concerns that they would discredit their reputation for protecting privacy, that they would get lawsuits from individuals. Well, they don't care about their reputation anymore. They're too big. And the lawsuits from individuals for violating their privacy were taken away with CISA. Remember, they tried many times. Aaron Schwartz fought it very effectively till he was killed. They say he committed suicide, that he was driven to suicide. I think it was more explicit than that. That's just my personal opinion. I've given the reasons for that in the past. I won't go into that again, but he fought many times, CISPA. And they put that through two, maybe three times. They had SOPA, ACTA, PIPA. Then finally, after he died, they got CISA through because they wanted to get that information from the big corporations without them facing any lawsuits from you. And when we look at what's going on with the push on driverless cars, the pressure that is being put on the big car companies. And of course, they're going to turn all that information over to the government. That's the whole purpose of this. Be able to control who is allowed to move in the same way that they do in China. As I say, in China, if you are somebody that we like, the whole world is your oyster, basically. But if you fall into our bad list here, you won't move a step. We'll make sure that you don't get, we'll control all the transportation. We'll make sure that you don't move a step. You're not going to have a bank account. You're not going to have a job. You're not going to have a credit rating. And you're not going to be able to even move within our cities that we're going to lock you into. So now we've got a bipartisan pair of senators, reports the Hill, working to reintroduce previously failed legislation. They'll just keep coming, just like they did with CISPA, for federal regulation of self-driving cars. This is not federal regulation of self-driving cars. As we point out many times with Eric Peters, look at the explosion of nanny technology to regulate, for your safety, of course, all of these mandate, all of these different safety devices making your cars heavier, making them far more expensive, far more complicated, far more likely to fail and have to be repaired in the future. But they mandate that for everything. And yet, when it comes to cars that are just driving themselves, they don't want any regulation at all. And they're going to the federal government to make sure that this happens. So when we talk about federal regulations on self-driving cars, what they're saying is using the federal government to shut down anybody at the state or local level who is concerned about this. And we've seen this with GMO. We saw it with the what we call the DARK Act. You had local jurisdictions saying, we don't think that glyphosate is safe, and we're not going to let you use that here. And so they go to the federal government, to the FDA. And they say, we want this legislation that would say, we don't want a patchwork of regulations across the United States, so we will regulate all of this centrally from Washington. And guess what? Everything is permitted. So you can spray GMO as much as you want. You can have as many and as recklessly driving smart driving cars, self-driving cars. No problem. We'll shut that down at the state level. Well, we still have the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, and it doesn't give the power for that to the Congress. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at Infowars.com. We're at Newswars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at Infowars.com and Newswars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
Infowars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d-democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have three or four InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with silver iodine, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
We have a new super special. It's on everything with Force in its name. The new, already best-selling Space Force, America's Back, awesome shirt that I love and everybody else is loving. It's going to be a hit shirt now. Hope you get it. Sports broadcast spreads the word. It's a great conversation piece. It's 33% off because we sold the T-shirt at 50% off. That'd be a cost. All the other Force products, it's all 50% off. DNA Force Plus, that is such a huge deal. That is the best CoQ10 PQQ system. Just unbelievable what it does, folks. 50% off. Nobody gets close to that price. Rainforest Plus, amazing. Turbo Force, which is just 10-hour energy, clean, healthy, focused, amazing. Ultimate Female
Force is incredible as well. It's 33% off, so we're about to sell out of that. All of the Force products. It's got Force in the name. It's 50 to 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for
welcome back. We're going to talk about the back and forth allegations, the long investigative report from the New York Times saying that without President Trump's knowledge, the powers of the Pentagon have been extended so that they can conduct preemptive cyber operations against other powers. The question is the United States itching for a war with Russia? I mean, it certainly looks like this, going back to the Obama administration, where they said anybody that messes with our power grid, we will consider that to be a physical attack and we will take appropriate action. In other words, that'll be the beginning of a war. And they're saying, well, Russia's messing with our power grid, so we're going to mess with theirs. And then President Trump comes back and says, that's treason to tell people that. You know, kind of the same charges that we see assessed against Julian Assange, even though he's not an American citizen. It wouldn't technically be treason. But, of course, we've seen many political figures saying that about Julian Assange, calling it treason, saying they want to extradite him, keep him in prison for life. We've had many people go on Fox News saying that he should be executed. Hillary Clinton has said that. So, you know, just to tell people something that they're not supposed to know, to tell people the truth about what their government is doing. Evidently, that is now treason, if that is the case. Now, perhaps New York Times got it wrong. They frequently do get stories wrong, quite frankly. Just because the New York Times says it doesn't mean it's true. And yet it seems very likely to me that there would be people in this administration, people who are part of the deep state, who have been there for many, you know, their entire lifetime. That is the permanent entrenched government that you don't elect, that doesn't change, regardless of election. The same people trying to take President Trump out have been keeping President Trump in the dark. The same people who, as President Trump says, we need to bring people home from Afghanistan and Syria, say, no, you're not. And so as we look at this escalation, as I've said many times, what's going on now at the Strait of Hormuz and the Persian Gulf reminds me a great deal of the Gulf of Tonkin. It was a given as they were pushing a massive naval buildup into that small area that they were looking for some conflict or were going to create some kind of a conflict or going to interpret any kind of conflict that happened as an act of war. I said that from the very beginning last week. I talked about how this did not look like a mine. The first eyewitness accounts said that it was above the waterline. You had people in the first eyewitness accounts said that they saw flying objects. Well, I guess evidently Mike Pompeo thinks you're so stupid that you'll believe any of his lies, especially if he goes on Fox News to tell them. And so he was on with Chris Wallace yesterday. I'm going to play a clip of that for you. But it's just amazing to me that the arrogance of people like Pompeo, who just disregard the reports that had already come out from the very beginning, is figuring, well, you know, other people are saying that, and I don't even care what other people say. Everybody will go with what I have to say. They won't pay any attention to anybody else. And I guess a lot of people do. Because when he came here to Texas A&M and he said, you know, West Point, we were told we don't lie, cheat, steal, or tolerate those who do. But I went to the CIA. We lie, we cheat, we steal. We have classes on how to do that. And the people there laughed and applauded that. That is absolutely reprehensible. It used to be a point in time, you know, when that code was put in at West Point. It used to be that we thought that it was very important for the people in government, people who had the levers of military power, of state power. We felt like they needed to be the people of highest moral character. And now we don't feel that way anymore. Now we believe that the end justifies the means. We've become just like communists in that regard, or like any other tin pot dictator. It used to be that honor and doing the right thing was held paramount at West Point. That's one of the reasons why everybody was so impressed with Robert E. Lee. As I said, when we were talking about the fact that now the statue of Robert E. Lee that was dedicated by FDR is being torn down. One of the reasons why you had the Democrat Party and you had the Republican Party and you had people North and South respected Robert E. Lee because they knew that he had been somebody who had that had the utmost respect for at West Point. He never got a single demerit. They said he was the marble man because, essentially he had already achieved the status of somebody that you would build a statue to because they valued honor. They don't value honor anymore. We don't value that. And we tear down statues of people who are known for being honorable men. We applaud people like Mike Pompeo, who tells us to our face, yeah, we lie, we cheat, we steal. And we have classes on that. And we start wars, too. And here's how they do it. Let's play this interview that he had, part of the interview he had with Chris Wallace. And at first, I want you to pay attention to this, because at first, Chris Wallace takes him on about the lies. But he doesn't really respond to that. And when he gets finished, Chris Wallace kind of flips and goes, so what are you going to do about all this? So I want you to hear this reveal. It's by video clip four.
President Trump says flatly that Iran was responsible for the attack on those two tankers, and the Pentagon has released this video, which appears to show a Revolutionary Guard crew removing an unexploded mine from the hull of one of the boats. But as Rich reported, Germany's foreign minister says the video is not enough, and the Japanese owner of one of the ships says that he believes from the crew that it was hit by a flying object, not a mine. Two questions. How certain are you that Iran was responsible for these attacks, and do you have more evidence that you can share with us?
Well, Chris, it's unmistakable what happened here. These were attacks by the Islamic
Republic
of Iran.
Notice that he doesn't give me evidence.
On commercial shipping on the freedom of navigation with a clear intent to deny transit through the strait. This was on the Gulf of Oman side of the Strait of Hormuz. There's no doubt. The intelligence community has lots of data, lots of evidence. The world will come to see much of it, but the American people should rest assured we have high confidence with respect to who conducted these attacks, as well as a half a dozen other attacks throughout the world.
Now, he says, okay, so this looks kind of phony. You got the people who are on the ship, says that didn't happen that way. They saw flying objects. I guess these were unidentified flying objects. Maybe it was attacked by UFOs. But it was above the waterline. And yet he says, well, we're absolutely certain about this. And, we can't show you all the evidence. What we got was recycled. It looked like, I said on Friday, I said, it looked like recycled footage from the Gulf of Tonkin. It's ridiculous. That's his evidence. But just trust him. You can trust him. He's not going to show you the evidence. And even though Chris Wallace says, this doesn't really kind of hold up. Oh, I can assure you, we've got all the evidence that we need. And then I want you to listen now to what Chris Wallace does. Just continue playing where we were. Chris Wallace doesn't challenge him on any of that. He doesn't say, well, where is the evidence? You're just making assertions. You're not proving or showing anything. But here's Chris Wallace.
The past 40 days.
Well, I'm going to talk to you about that because last month, after the first attack on four commercial ships, President Trump took a very hard line. Here he is.
We'll see what happens with Iran. If they do anything, it will be a very bad mistake. If they do anything, I'm hearing little stories about Iran. If they do anything, they will suffer greatly. We'll see what happens with Iran.
But Iran and its surrogates, as you noted, have responded.
So he shows all of these events, none of which have been proven, and then he finishes up. We don't have enough time for it, but he finishes up. Chris Wall says, so what are you going to do about it? You know, I've got this list of phony events, so what are you going to do about it? We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Floralife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As WND points out, it's now more than 40 years after the Vietnam War, and we are still paying for it. New expenses that we're still paying for. And, of course, that is in clearing out unexploded bombs. There is a UXO, is what the abbreviation for, the Pentagon abbreviation for unexploded ordnance. They spent $400 million in assistance for unexploded ordnance clearance and related activities in those three countries. And this is this over the past 25 years, and it's an ongoing issue. As is the health care for survivors of the Vietnam War, the Vietnam vets, medical, physical, psychological care for these people, not to mention the cost and deaths of American soldiers and people in Vietnam. And yet here we are, on the cusp of doing something that is so amazingly similar. The video footage, the grainy footage that nobody can tell anything about, and this hokey story that's been put together by Pompeo and these other people who lie to us for a living and admit it, and we're still supposed to believe them without any question. You got Chris Wallace say, well, this really doesn't look like anything. Oh, no, we have lots of proof. You just have to take my word for this. Okay, well, yeah, as President Trump said, he's going to do something about it. And look, I've got this list of different things that you people have said have happened over the last several months, all that of these things you attribute to Iran. And so when's President Trump going to do something about that? That's Fox News for you. Fox News. We have the U.S. military also accusing Russia of nuclear testing, although they provide absolutely no evidence. This is an article from antiwar.com. The DIA has a department, the Defense Intelligence Agency has issued a new statement directly accusing the Russian government of conducting low-yield nuclear tests. This is the second time the Defense Intelligence Agency has suggested Russia was conducting nuclear tests illegally in the past month. And in none of these cases do they provide any evidence. As a matter of fact, when somebody does a nuclear test, you can tell because there's seismic activity. And there has been no seismic activity that would indicate a nuclear explosion. So we know that they're lying. They're absolutely lying about this. Why would they lie about this? Well, obvious reasons, right? This is what they had to say. The U.S. government, including the intelligence community, you know, that nebulous group that can never be wrong, that never lies to us, except they brag about how they lie to us. The intelligence community, the IC, has asserted that Russia has conducted nuclear weapons tests that have created nuclear yield. Regarding China, coupled with China's lack of transparency on their nuclear testing activities, naturally it raises a question about those activities with relation to the zero-yield nuclear weapons testing moratorium adhered to by the United States, United Kingdom, and France, and so forth. That's their statement. Again, always pushing for war without any proof. The same way that we saw with the so-called Skripal poisoning of Novichok, where he did not die, the nerve gas, where he did not die. And the many times that I've talked about that, I'm not going to go into it again. And yet, this article from Zero Hedge points out how the Rand Corporation has recently published a document entitled Overextending and Unbalancing Russia. Is the U.S. preparing for war with Russia? And they talk about how they have laid out a full spectrum of operations divided into four sections, economic, geopolitical, ideological, and informational, along with military measures. The experts approach the development of their strategy rationally by measuring the potential costs for the U.S. itself. As Joel Skousen has said many times on this program, the elite want to provoke a nuclear war. They believe that they can, in their deep underground military bases, survive a first hit that'll take out the troublesome excess population here in this country. And they believe that they can win with a counterstrike. So what are they doing just with the economic? Let's just take that one section here out of the Rand Report. Listen to the economic attacks. First of all, they would expand production and export of U.S. energy resources to limit Russia's profits, to limit their economy, because that's their key thing that they, their key export is energy. So let's flood the market with energy temporarily. Number two, sanctions. Sanctions were put on with the phony false flags that we had involving Syria, involving the Skripal poisoning. Next, they would help Europe to find new gas suppliers. And of course, that is the other reason why we are in Syria, to make sure that our gas pipeline goes through and not the one from the Russians. That's why the Russians are involved in Syria. The Russians want to send their gas through Syria to Europe. We don't want that to happen because we want to strangle them. See, this is what your government is doing in your name. As I tweeted out yesterday, I reflected on what I was reading. You know, Christ said in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall inherit the world. You don't inherit the world by trying to be a conqueror. And maybe the professing Christians, Pompeo and Pence, ought to go back and see what the man they say they follow said. See what the man they call Lord said about this when he was here on earth. Maybe they should reconsider what they're doing. You know, you don't, any country that does the types of things that we are doing right now is not following the principles that God has laid out. And we are sowing the seeds of our own destruction by trying to sow endless war. So as we look at this blackout and whether or not the U.S. is now also trying to attack Russia's power grid, this blackout in South America, they don't know at this point what caused it. I mean, it may not have been the power grid itself or some kind of hacking of the power grid. I thought it was interesting that at the same time this went down, they were having gubernatorial elections. I don't know if they have electronic voting machines there either. But they said Argentine voters were forced to cast ballots by the light of their cell phones in gubernatorial ballots. So perhaps they had paper ballots. But there are electronic ballots. The first electronic voting machines, of course, were created by Hugo Chavez, Smartmatic. It was his pals who helped to keep him, get him in power and keep him in power with electronic voting machine fraud. They did that election after election in Venezuela. Then they exported that fraud to various other places, Central and South America and into the Philippines. It's been exposed many times. We have brought that company in. Now they have distanced themselves from Venezuela. Oh, we're now clean. It'll never be clean. They said patients dependent on home medical equipment were urged to go to hospitals with generators. Public transportation was halted. It was an unprecedented failure. It had tens of millions of people. Nearly half of Argentina's 44 million people were still in the dark by mid-afternoon, even though they were trying to get that back on. So, should we be concerned about hacks of our power grid? Our power grid that we have spent tens of billions of dollars, that we're spending $30 billion a year to make it more and more vulnerable with smart meters? Should we be concerned about that? Should we be concerned that a hostile power would do things to our power grid? Yes, of course we should. And is it likely that we are doing the same thing to Russia? We had, here's what the New York Times, as reported by Reuters, was saying. The U.S. is stepping up digital incursions into Russia's electric power grid and a warning to Putin and a demonstration of how the Trump administration is using new authorities to deploy cyber tools more aggressively, current and former government officials said. In interviews over the past 3 months, officials described the previously unreported deployment of American computer code inside Russia's grid and other targets as a classified companion to more publicly discussed action. This is something similar. I don't know if they will pull this back. After President Trump called them treasonous, they may double down. The New York Times pulled back an article that they'd put out with a lot of sources talking about how President Trump had been deceived in the Skripal poisoning by Gina Haspel and others. He was shown pictures of fake dead ducks and used that. And then eventually they came back and said, nope.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out. Guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take care of your clogged plumbing with Oxy Powder.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at this report about whether or not, and get President Trump's reaction about the New York Times. He called it treasonous, a virtual act of treason, he said. Is it true? Because he did a follow-up report because by calling it treasonous, and the anger that he showed made it sound like they got it right, and he was angry that they had exposed it. Then he did a follow-up and said, oh, and also not true. Is it true? Have we been deceived by the military? Has President Trump been deceived by the military? Have they been deceiving as the establishment, the political establishment, the deep state, these career generals? Have they misled us into eternal, continuous war? We're going to get back to that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, folks, if you want to support us here at InfoWars, take a look at the products that we've got at InfoWars.store.com. We have a new special. We have the Save InfoWars Emergency Special. 50% off all InfoWars Live products, free shipping in addition to that, and double Patriot points. So even though we've cut the prices by half, you still get the same Patriot points. That's our future awards discounts, same amount of discount points that you would get if you'd been charged full price. We also have several other sales on other things besides InfoWars Life products. We have sale on the 8-pack power stack, 50% off. Plus you get Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 formula. You get that for free. We have the Stop the Censorship stickers on sale. And we also have a special just for listeners of this program. You can save 20% off of Silver Bullet. Just use the code David at checkout to save 20% off of Silver Bullet. That's our colloidal silver product. All of that at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, 50% off all InfoWars Life products, as well as free shipping and double Patriot points. Okay, let's take a look at what's going on with the reported attack against Russia's power grid. As it's been reported that the U.S. is escalating online attacks on Russia's power grid, President Trump said that's not true, and it's treasonous to say that. But here's what they had to say. Let's take a look at that. They said advocates say that not only were they doing this, these are interviews that the New York Times said they conducted over the past 3 months with current and previous officials talking about how they had deployed American computer code inside Russia's power grid and other targets. And they said they thought that it was the people who advocated that said, we think this is a good idea. We think it is long overdue, they said. After years of public warning from the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI that Russia has inserted malware that could sabotage American power plants, oil, gas pipelines, water supplies, and any future conflict with the United States. So they said, well, we think it's long overdue, and we're glad that it's happening, they said as they talked to the New York Times. They said it also carries significant risk of escalating the daily digital cold war between Washington and Moscow. Yes, of course it does. On Tuesday, Trump's national security advisor, John Bolton, said the United States was now taking a broader view of potential digital targets as part of an effort to, quote, say to Russia or anybody else that's engaged in cyber operations against us, you will pay a price, unquote. They said, but now the American strategy has shifted towards offense, officials say. With the placement of potentially crippling malware inside the Russian system at a depth and with an aggressiveness that has never been tried before. The commander of U.S. Cyber Command, General Nakasone, has been outspoken about the need to, quote, defend forward, defend forward. And they said the Russian electric grid appears to have been conducted these operations under little noticed new legal authorities that were slipped into the military authorization bill passed by Congress last summer. The measure approved the routine conduct of clandestine military activity in cyberspace. And under the law, those actions can now be authorized by the Defense Secretary without presidential approval. One senior intelligence official said it has gotten far, far more aggressive over the past year. We're doing things at a scale that we never contemplated a few years ago. And so you have both, you have the law passed to allow them to do clandestine military activity, that they can do this without presidential approval. You have the guy who is in charge of Cyber Command talking about their new capability and how he has more leeway, bemoaning the fact that the Russians don't fear us. You have John Bolton out there saying, we're going to teach people a lesson. All of this, along with the fact that they say, admit, and the these people who are talking to the New York Times say that they're not telling President Trump what they're doing. And, of course, we've seen this multiple times. President Trump's reaction was, as he came back, he said, this is a virtual act of treason by a once great paper, the New York Times, so desperate for a story, any story, even if bad for our country. And then he added in a follow-up tweet, also, it's not true. Well, I'm not convinced that, quite frankly. It looks to me like these people are running their own way again, just as they did attacking President Trump. I think we have seen over and over again, as I said before, when they, President Trump says we're going to pull the troops down from, we're going to take down the troop numbers in Syria. Where did they get the authorization for that? Didn't they have a back and forth about that? Senator Jeff Sessions at the time saying to the defense secretary, Obama's defense secretary, Panetta, you're not going to put troops there without telling us, right? Oh, well, we'll talk to the UN. We'll talk to NATO. We'll decide. Maybe we'll tell you. I don't know. And, Jeff Sessions got upset, but of course he didn't do anything to try to remove Panetta from that position, and nobody in mainstream media had a problem with that. Nobody complained about that. And then lo and behold, we find out they've got, not a couple of hundred, but maybe they got 2,000, maybe they got 4,000, who knows exactly. We're told they got a dozen bases that they built in Syria, four airfields and so forth. But they can't be bothered to protect the American border. And when President Trump says, bring these troops home, they said, well, we'll see about that. When he says to bring them home from Afghanistan, we're not going to do that. And so do you think that this is, where is the treason? Is the treason on the part of the officials who talked to the New York Times? Is the treason on the part of the New York Times that exposed what these officials said? Did they just make it up? It sounds pretty consistent with, to me, with what Bolton and the head of Cyber Command are saying. I think the treason is not with the New York Times. I think the treason is with the people who are in the Trump administration and in the Pentagon. I think the treason is against the fact that they no longer acknowledge the president as commander-in-chief. They deliberately deceive and mislead him. They deliberately disobey him, and they're trying to start not just a war with Iran, which would be disastrous enough, but they're trying to start a war with Russia. That is reality, folks. We all see it. And so there's this article from the American Conservative, an Army major general asking, or telling us why America's no-fault generals won't save us from the next war. As a matter of fact, they're slow walking into this war because it's the career thing to do. You have a institutional movement that is going on here. They all know where we're headed. It's about time you understand where we're headed, because they're not going to have a formal declaration of any of this stuff. If any of this stuff slips out, the people who tell us the truth about the criminal and illegal operations of our government will be the ones who are sent to jail, who are attacked, just as we saw with John Kiriakou. You know, he went to jail to expose the lies and the torture that Gina Haspel was doing. Tortured people, got intelligence from the torturing, used that fake intelligence to push the lies about weapons of mass destruction that got us into the Iraq War. Then she destroyed the videotapes of the torture, and then finally gets promoted to the head of the CIA by President Trump. So as this article from the American Conservative points out, the brass of the Pentagon are careerists. They are never punished for their mistakes, and so they always assent to whatever these failed ideas about interventions are. Poll after poll indicates the only public institution that Americans still trust is the military. You don't trust the Congress, you don't trust the president, you don't trust the Supreme Court or the media, just the American war machine. That's true. We have seen so many polls that say the military can be trusted. I think that trust is misplaced. Not because we've got bad people rank and file in the military, but because the top ranks are so politically controlled. It is nothing but politics with these top generals. We've had 18 of them in a row lie to us about the Afghanistan war. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy to use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to
take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high-quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, it's been, what, about 45 years since the Vietnam War ended, and yet just within the last 25 years, they spent $400 million removing unexploded ordnance, as I pointed out before. Not to mention the ongoing costs to lives of people who survived, the deaths and the tragedy that left behind on both sides. And yet, as we see the escalation that looks eerily similar to the Gulf of Tonkin, the question is, what's going on with these people in the Pentagon? As this article on Zero Hedge I was just talking about before we went to break points out, we've had 18 years after 9/11. We've been told all along, oh yeah, victory is just right around the corner, right? As this author, Danny Schusen, I guess is the way he pronounced his name, S-J-R, I don't know how to pronounce that, but Schusen, I think is the way it is, an American conservative, says these are company men. Obedient servants dedicated to career and promotion as much or more than they are to the national interest. You need to understand that. We talk about having a professional military staff there. That also means that they are careerists and they are mercenaries. And so for 18 years, we've had a succession of generals who have told us that we can win this Afghanistan war. I laid out for you last week the many reasons that Rand Paul said we couldn't win, three of them. The idea that we got people like Bolton in the office that want to keep this thing going, but also, again, going back to Vietnam, the Vietnam village idea. Well, we're not going to win this. As Rand Paul said, every one of the generals, when he presses them, they say, well, no, we don't really, if you press them on the details, we don't have a military strategy for how to win Afghanistan. But, you know, if we can just hang in there a little bit longer, maybe we can recapture some of the territory that we've lost because now more than half the country is controlled by the Taliban. Maybe we can recapture a little bit of that so we can have a better negotiated settlement. That's the Vietnam village strategy. And, you know, H.R. McMaster, the guy who was brought in after they targeted General Flynn and removed him because he would be too dangerous to the deep state, they brought in H.R. McMaster. Now, H.R. McMaster had done a book talking about the dereliction of duty during Vietnam by these very same people that we're talking about here in the Pentagon, the upper echelon there, how they betrayed the American soldier. He called it dereliction of duty. He said it was a lack of moral courage, and it really was. And yet those same issues are still with us in the many, many wars that are just like Vietnam right now, as we're trying to get into yet another Vietnam War with Iran, perhaps even worse. And as they point out, think about this. We've had 18 now general officers. You remember the movie, The War Machine, with Brad Pitt? A thinly veiled story about McChrystal. And, of course, it was Michael Hastings. They said, well, this was based on Michael Hastings writing. Well, we know Michael Hastings is writing about McChrystal. He was eventually killed for his trouble, whoever killed him. But you see at the beginning of that movie, a new general that's now in charge of Afghanistan walking in with his entourage of staff. He's going to fix everything. He's got the, you know, these 15 guys before him, they didn't know how to fix this. He's got it. And then at the end, you know, he leaves in disgrace, and you get a new general who's marching in doing exactly the same thing on an annual basis. 18 of these generals have come and go, pretty much. Each one of them telling us that victory is right around the corner. End of a tunnel. And, of course, all they need is more time, more money, and more lives of American soldiers. These are the same people lying to you about these attacks as they try to set up a Gulf of Tonkin. We'll be right back when we talk about Facebook and what they're trying to do to undermine the American dollar.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we have a lot of moves that are happening internationally. We have the Russian and the Chinese governments getting together. We had Putin and Xi getting together saying they're going to start clearing transactions of trade, especially with energy between the two countries, using their own currencies rather than the reserve currency for trading oil, especially the petrodollar. You know, we set that up after we went off the gold standard, basically put Saudi Arabia in the catbird seat with our economy here. But there is a lot of pushback against the established economic order built around a fiat dollar that has become the standard for trade and energy. And there's also other issues that are happening. For example, in Italy, they have the mini bot or the mini bill of treasury. And what they're talking about doing is setting up a parallel currency there to try to break the dominance of the euro. Again, if you control the money, you control the people. And so Italy, in order to try to escape some of the control that is being directed against them, again, a double standard being directed towards Italy, saying we don't like, it's not that the annual deficits are too large, because they're starting to get that under control. No, no, no. It's your debt is too large. And it's only just slightly larger than France's. And France is increasing its debt at a higher rate. In other words, their annual deficit is higher and increasing rather than instead of Italy, where it's gradually leveling off. But they don't attack France because France is with them politically. Instead, they use it to try to undermine the nationalist government there in Italy. So that government under Salvini is coming back and saying, well, we might use a mini bill of treasury, a mini bot, and we might start using that as an alternative domestic currency so we can still operate and not be shut down by the bankers in Brussels, who control that structure. It's all about a control structure. So you better understand how important it is, from a monetary standpoint, who controls the currency. Which brings us to Facebook, because now Mark Zuckerberg wants to be in control of a global currency. He has a new cryptocurrency. Recently, TechCrunch received a request, they report, for a news embargo by a communications manager from Facebook's blockchain team. In other words, this, they're about to roll this out. It's been rumored for a little bit over a year, but it appears from everybody writing about this in the tech space, in the cryptocurrency space, it looks like it's very imminent. And some details have surfaced with this. They are probably going to roll that out sometime later this month, later in June. They call it Libra. And I always find it interesting to go back and think about why people pick particular terms for their products. I've talked about how Palantir consciously references the Lord of the Rings and so forth. And what were the Palantir? They were those crystal balls in the Lord of the Rings that initially it was a neutral technology. You had the kings of the various realms could use those to communicate with each other. Eventually, however, it was taken over by the dark forces, you know, by Saruman. They got control of that, and then they used it for their own purposes. As a matter of fact, they could look into you with that. And so why would we be concerned about the fact that you have a data mining company that wants to use the internet to analyze your thoughts and motives, calling themselves Palantir? Well, I think it's revealing, just like I think it's revealing when we have Libra here. And Libra, of course, when you look at the different zodiac constellations, that is the scale. And, of course, they're going to have their thumb on the scale of the monetary system. I think, quite frankly, if they're going to go with a zodiac sign, I think something that would be more appropriate for Facebook would be Cancer, because that's what these people are. We look at these scales, and I look at this, the fact that he has now got the cryptocurrency. He wants to be a global dictator. As I pointed out before, he loves Caesar Augustus. On their honeymoon, they talked about how, oh, yeah, we went to all these different places to find out about Caesar Augustus. He named his daughter after Augustus. I think he called her Augustine or something like that, some derivative of that. He's got the thumbs up, the thumbs down. They even portrayed him as Caesar sitting on a throne with the UK Financial Times. Yeah, he wants to be a worldwide ruler. And we look at these scales. I think it'd be appropriate, because I'm not on Facebook anymore. I'd say mini tickle parson, right? The handwriting is on the wall. You've been measured and found wanting, Zuckerberg. But here's where he's going to be going here. He said he wants to have a hassle-free cross-border payment solution. And he's not going to peg it to the U.S. dollar. He's going to peg it, he said, to a basket of treasury bills from Switzerland. Many experts have pointed out that Libra might not be as decentralized as Facebook would like you to believe. They're setting up an outside foundation that would govern the cryptocurrency. The foundation will be formed by a conglomerate of tech giants. Oh, how surprising. Oh, you mean like the conglomeration of tech giants who conspired together to shut down Alex Jones and InfoWars last August? You mean those guys? Those guys who rule the internet and were just told by all these conservatives and libertarians, hey, they won the game, you know? We've got a game of Monopoly here and they just happened to win. Uh-huh. Well, that hasn't been the case, really, quite frankly. That game was rigged. Facebook is going to adopt a node licensing model. Each node will go for $10 million. Up to 100 nodes will be available for licensing. So that's about $1 billion right there into the coffers of Zuckerberg. But, of course, you know, we can have a node. These nodes, of course, will be used to do clearing and so forth. So it's going to be a centralized clearinghouse. It'll have a small group of oligarchs who can afford to pony up $10 million. Unlike Bitcoin, a node will be impossible for anybody who doesn't have $10 million. We've got a lot of different nodes of Bitcoin. A lot of different people can process payments and so forth. They even chop it up so you can do, you know, we have different people who will farm this out. So if you want to do Bitcoin mining and help to process transactions, you can do a very small portion of that. But they're going to centralize the control of all this. They're going to turn it over to a few elite people. And as we look at what's going to happen with this, of course, the thing that is allowing them to go to the U.S. Treasury Department, to central banks, and to other governments and create alliances, that's what Facebook is doing right now. It's going to be that they're going to have the strictest know-your-customer rules anywhere. Your ID verification will be required. There's your mark of the beast right there. And they're going to know everything about all of the people who are on this network, as if Facebook didn't already know everything about you. But it's the same business model that he has used to establish Facebook. I said from the beginning, Facebook is a data collection, data mining, data publication for each and every one of you. We go back to those slides where they were laughing about your personal phones and how that became Big Brother. Oh, look, it was Apple that did the Big Brother commercial, and then Steve Jobs, he created this phone, and it became Big Brother, and then everybody lined up to pay for it. Well, same thing is happening with social media. And you are voluntarily surrendering that. And so now it's going to be controlled by just a few people. The ultra-rich will control this global currency that he is setting up. And it's caused, as we see this happening, it's kind of interesting to see how Bitcoin has soared recently. It's now up above $9,000, the first time since May of 2018. And it is almost triple where it began the year. What is up behind that? I'll tell you when we come back why I think this is also a setup. I think it is a pump and dump. People who want to make this look volatile, because one of the selling points, you know, the selling point to the government is, hey, we'll give you everything on everybody who touches this currency. You'll have perfect knowledge of everybody financially. And then they're telling everybody, oh, and we're also stable. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Money.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com.
This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech.
They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones, then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Supermale Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Because
there's
a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about
InfoWars.com. I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So we have Zuckerberg ready to unveil his new global cryptocurrency he calls Libra. And it's interesting, I think, that Bitcoin has now tripled where it was at the beginning of the year. It's now over $9,000. First time that's happened since May of last year. What is going on with it? Well, J.P. Morgan says what's different about this, of course, and that for the three largest cryptocurrencies by market capitalization, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, the combined volumes for May stand above $1 trillion compared to the previous peak in January 18th of about $685 billion. However, they say it's not because there's been a big increase in cryptocurrency activity. They said the reports of volume trading are not really authentic. Something is being manipulated in the cryptocurrency marketplace as Zuckerberg is getting ready to roll out his coin. They say that volumes on many crypto exchanges are significantly overstated by fake trading. That is a report published by Bitwise, a cryptocurrency asset manager, to the SEC as part of an application for a Bitcoin ETF. They also have a report from Blockchain Transparency Institute. This is a report from Zero Hedge. Blockchain Transparency Institute publishes monthly market surveillance reports. They estimated in April that less than 1% of the reported volume for some exchanges represented real trades. So what's going on? Only 1% is real trades. We got a lot of volatility. We've got a lot of supposed volume, but only 1% of that is authentic. They say that in the 2 years since Bitcoin's last major spike in 2017, the market structure has likely changed considerably with a greater influence from institutional investors. Whereas Bitcoin's historic surge to $20,000 in December of 2017 was largely retail driven, this time it is largely the result of institutional buying that is far more stable, far less prone to sudden painful shifts in sentiment and volatility. Oh, really? Of course, these institutions would never do a pump and dump to make money, would they? They would never do a pump and dump to create instability so that Facebook could make stability one of the key selling points of their new cryptocurrency. Facebook is planning to launch this full payment network. It's not just going to be remittances. And they're already in discussion with networks like Visa and MasterCard. They've been in discussions with the Department of the Treasury here, the Treasury Department here in the United States, and with other foreign governments. They're going to get $1 billion in investments. Again, you know, 100 nodes. You got to pay a $10 million fee to become, to get in control of one of those nodes. And then they are telling everybody that it's going to avoid the volatility of other cryptocurrencies. And of course, if these other cryptocurrencies aren't volatile enough, they have a small enough market capitalization that the big money players like Zuckerberg and the 100 people who are going to be ponying up $10 million per node, they could easily manipulate the market because you're going to have quite a few whales that have a vested interest in making any independent cryptocurrency look bad so that people will be driven to Zuckerberg's Libra. They have already launched the Libra network in Geneva, Switzerland. There's a lot of rumors about what's going on, but they have confirmed in the Swiss Commercial Register that Facebook is a stakeholder of a new company registered in Geneva. A Barclays analyst has said that the new digital coin is going to be introduced to various platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, could generate $3 billion from anywhere from $3 billion to $19 billion in additional revenue to Facebook by 2021. Think about that. On the low end, $3 billion. On the high end, $21 billion. They don't really know, because they've already got about 3 billion people worldwide that are on Facebook and WhatsApp and Instagram. And he's going to use this to incentivize people. If you watch an ad, he'll give you a little bit of that coin just to make sure that you come in, right? It's not only going to be free, he'll pay you a little bit to get into this ghetto. We've had a ghetto with social media that has been created, as Matt Drudge accurately called it. They create this ghetto. Come on, I got this free public square that I've created. Come on in. As a matter of fact, you know, you can pay for advertising to me to in this public square and so forth. And then after a while, they just purge out anybody that they don't like, shut the doors, and control everything. And that's what they're doing now, except now they're going to incentivize it with a little bit of kickback if you watch their ads. So you've got a little bit of skin in the game, a little bit of money in that. It's rumored that Facebook is going to test the new payment method in Asia, that the first test country will be India. And they're going to offer this again with no transaction fees. That's always the enticement. Free this, free that. And again, it's a lie. There is no free lunch. It's just a way to get people into his control. We've seen this over and over again. There's no free lunch. Once people get in, they are going to have rewards that are going to somehow flow to these people. I mean, if they're not going to have any transaction fees, how are these people who are ponying up $10 million per node, how are they going to make any money on that? Well, I don't know. You know, the Federal Reserve pays its member banks 2.35% interest for the excess reserves. Maybe it's going to be something like that. Maybe they will leverage, as this report from Cointelegraph says, maybe they will leverage a massive tax data honeypot for multiple governments. They could attempt to trade regulatory latitude for a certain degree of access to this data. Bingo. That is the model that these guys have been pursuing from the beginning. They can leverage access to this data. You know, the government is not about to restrict Facebook or shut it down. They have this massive database that you yourself are constantly updating for them. They can scrape this database. They don't have to even have it turned over to them by Facebook. They can scrape the information with their own data mining tools and get everything that they need to know about you to control you. But, of course, Facebook is going to have the Know Your Customer rules on steroids. They can have this tax information as leverage to get favors from government organizations. This is, folks, very, very dangerous. The power that is being concentrated in the hands of just a few people. George Gilder, when he talks about life after Google, talks about how, yeah, you could incentivize if people owned their identities, if they had true privacy, if you had an internet system where the fundamental foundation was built on privacy and anonymity. You had some kind of a blockchain technology that protected your identity. You owned it. People would have to pay you for watching ads, just as he is proposing. But, of course, he's going to pay you, and he's going to know everything about you. And he's going to use that information to bribe governments to get more and more power, more and more monopolies. See all these different dichotomies they sell us. You know, Marxism versus fascism, that's a phony dichotomy. They're the same. They just have different rationale. This dichotomy of saying we're going to have capitalism versus socialism, same thing as well. It is crony capitalism. It is economic fascism to enforce their Marxist ideas. We'll be right back.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model, and the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment, and it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time. It's time to start your summer with real power, the power that God gave us through Mother Nature. We're dropping prices by 50% on all of our best-selling Force supplements to help you reach your peak strength. And the purchase of these products will help the InfoWar go to the next level as Trump and others prepare to move against big tech censorship. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the Force products are on massive 50% off. Total Super Force special sale includes 50% off DNA Force Plus,
DNA Force Plus,
Brain Force Plus,
Brain Force Plus,
Turbo Force,
Turbo Force,
Ultimate Female Force,
Ultimate Female Force,
and 33% off the new best-selling Space Force America is Back designer t-shirt. All of this is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's also a sticker bomb to help fight censorship as well. Stickers are all being sold at cost.
You'll find these amazing specials at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWar, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X2, Brain Force Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to take a look at what's going on in China and Hong Kong. Anytime we have a victory for freedom, we ought to talk about this. And of course, Family Research Council is talking about Hollywood's biggest partner that nobody wants to talk about. And that, of course, is the Chinese government. We've been talking about this for quite some time here at InfoWars. Pointing out about the remake of, what was the one that had Charlie Sheen, where the Russians invaded the country, and then they reshot it, and it was going to be the Chinese invading. Red Dawn, thank you. The remake of Red Dawn. And the Chinese government said, you're not going to have the Chinese invading America. You're going to make it somebody else. And so they quickly had to rewrite the script because they got to kowtow to their Mandarin masters because money is involved with all of that. But, of course, we have other masters besides the Chinese. We have Mark Zuckerberg, who wants to be emperor of the world, and he's well on his way. Because as Zero Hedge asks about this new cryptocurrency that he's about to release, Libra, will that be the killer app of the dollar, of the American dollar? This is an article from the American Institute for Economic Research. They kind of think that'd be a good idea, quite frankly. Well, let me tell you something. It is going to destroy your standard of living even more quickly than the imploding border, where we are flooding this country with people coming in, demanding and getting welfare as foreign citizens, free education as foreign citizens, without any limit to the foreign citizens who come across the border. No, when we are no longer able to spend money without any regard to the deficit or the accumulated debt, when that free ride comes to an end, it's going to collapse the American economy and along with it your standard of living. As this article from the American Institute says, American Institute for Economic Research says, however, the creation of Facebook's Libra will take a step in the right direction, away from dollar monopolization and mediated payment systems toward a genuine choice in currency. Well, that's the right direction unless you happen to be an American citizen. In that case, it's going to be disastrous for us. Not that I like the fiat banking industry, but going cold turkey with this is going to be devastating to our economy. And as they point out, the cryptocurrency itself has a market cap of $265 billion today. That actually is pretty small because that is all of the cryptocurrencies. They're easily manipulated. All you have to do is manipulate Bitcoin, and then you can manipulate all the other cryptocurrencies because they typically follow in sync. And in this article, he talks about social media money. Now, if that doesn't strike fear into your heart, based on the behavior of China, based on the behavior of Facebook and Twitter and Google, then you're not thinking. You're not aware of what's going on. As he points out here, travel to China and you'll discover something very striking. Social networking and payment systems are seamlessly integrated in a way that makes credit cards largely deprecated. So he thinks that's just fine. We're going to have social media money. Gee whiz, that's great. You know, this guy is just like these engineers who create autonomous killing robots. And they don't think about where this is leading. They're just looking at the technical issues of it. So, yeah, okay, we're going to have social media money. And who's going to be in charge of the social media money? It'll be Mark Zuckerberg and his cronies. He says, Facebook is hoping to kickstart a new means of payment similar to what is common in China. But, of course, it'll be global. Libra will be what is called a stable coin. Its value will be tied to a reserve of real assets called the Libra Reserve. Now, they put real assets in quotes because we don't really know what the real assets are going to be. Are they going to be a basket of fiat currencies? I don't know. Is it going to be based on gold or something like that? I don't know. But the bottom line is that he is selling stability. And that's why I think we are seeing so much engineered volatility in the crypto market. Because understand, what goes up can come down just as quickly as it is going up. And if his, you know, the people who are trading this stuff, they always make profits off of volatility. They don't make money when a stock or a currency is going horizontal. They make money when it's fluctuating big time. And they're the ones who are causing it to fluctuate. That's how they make money. That's how Nancy Pelosi and her cronies in Congress can do insider trading and do it legally because they pass a law saying that they are the only ones who can do insider trading and get away with it. Anybody else goes to jail, but not the Congress, not Nancy Pelosi. Even the bill that they temporarily put in was just window dressing. After everybody stopped looking 9 months later, they eviscerated that bill. They even called it the Pelosi bill because she had done so much insider trading to make herself phenomenally wealthy. They can regulate an industry. They know whether they're going to make an industry or a company go up or down. In terms of the stock market, they can trade in advance on that knowledge. And, of course, so can the central banks. So can the people at the Federal Reserve. And so will Mark Zuckerberg once he gets the control of the currencies. And they may already be doing that with the cryptocurrencies. Now, he's got a lot of people who've signed on to this. You've got Stripe. You've got Booking.com. You've got Mercado. Have all signed on to this product, this project. He's signed up some big names in the banking industry. And he, again, has been meeting with big government officials all over the world, Treasury Department, elsewhere, to put this thing together, promising them that he's going to know the customer better than the banks ever could. He'll know everything about each and every person that is out there. And so when we look at this and we talk about how, well, this is going to be social media money. It'll be just like what China is doing. You know, the social credit scores and so forth, where they punish you and keep you from getting a job, keep you from having a bank account. We're already seeing people's bank accounts being shut down because they don't like your politics. They don't like your religion. They don't like what you buy or sell or make. They don't like your news site. And so they can shut down your bank account. What do you think Zuckerberg is going to do with all this power? When we take a look at what has been happening with Hong Kong, just remember the power of China. They have banned news websites, not just InfoWars, not just Breitbart and places like that. They have now banned, in the because of the unrest in Hong Kong and other things, they have banned the Washington Post. They have banned the Guardian. They have banned Reuters. They have banned the Toronto Star, the Huffington Post, and the Intercept. So much for the idea of a free press. You don't think that Zuckerberg's going to do that? They had 2 million people this weekend take to the streets in Hong Kong. Now, that's 2 million out of 7 million total. So you got about 28%, I think, of the population took to the streets. Of course, the police said, only about 300,000. No, it wasn't. As a matter of fact, they're pretty concerned about this. And Beijing comes out, slamming Washington, warns the U.S. to stop interfering in Hong Kong's affairs immediately. The China Foreign Ministry lodged stern representations to the U.S. regarding Hong Kong. The Foreign Ministry of China says that it summoned the senior U.S. embassy official in Beijing and so forth. But you can see the crowds there in the streets. This is not orchestrated by the United States any more than Russia orchestrated the 2016 elections here. That's just a narrative from the Chinese communists, in the same way that, when everybody is against them, oh, it must be the Russians, foreign manipulation in our election. That's what the Chinese communists are now saying, that we manipulated this Hong Kong pushback. No, these people are very motivated. As a matter of fact, most of the American press doesn't even pay any attention to that. If this was something that's being orchestrated by the American government, you would expect them to jump in on the side of these people. And for the most part, they've ignored it. Unlike what you see happening in Iran, they come on as cheerleaders with that. And at the same time, Google throws its bit in there to help the Chinese communists. I tweeted about this at Libertarian, folks. If you don't know where I am on Twitter, it's Libertarian. Also on YouTube, you can find me, Libertarian. But I talked about how Google changed the translation from "I am so sad to see Hong Kong become a part of China" to "I am so happy to see Hong Kong become a part of China." That's Google's contribution.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault. So we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. Can't derive. Get the fish oil.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
We have a new super special. It's on everything with force in its name. The new, already best-selling Space Force, America's Back, awesome shirt that I love and everybody else is loving. It's going to be a hit shirt now. Hope you get it. Sports broadcast spreads the word. It's a great conversation piece. It's 33% off because we sold the t-shirt at 50% off. That'd be a cost. All the other Force products, it's all 50% off. DNA Force Plus, that is such a huge deal. That is the best CoQ10 PQQ system. Just unbelievable what it does, folks. 50% off. Nobody gets close to that price. Brain Force Plus, amazing. Turbo Force, which is just 10-hour energy. Clean, healthy, focused, amazing. Ultimate Female Force is incredible as well. It's 33% off, so we're about to sell out of that. All of the Force products, it's got Force in the name. It's 50 to 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying before we went to break, to help with the situation in Hong Kong, China came down on the side of the Chinese communists. As people would type in the phrase, I am, if you want to get a translation of what some of the characters that people saw on signs, you know, were, instead of saying, I am sad to see Hong Kong become a part of China, the Google translator would translate that as, I am happy to see Hong Kong become part of China. As one student wrote on Twitter, the app is intentionally mistranslating the English, changing sad to happy. I hope that Google fixes this. It's very reminiscent of what we saw Google do with the California GOP right before the elections, where they identified the California GOP as having a Nazi ideology. Or if you take a look at President Trump, let's just say, not a look at President Trump, you just type in the word idiot and look at the pictures that it would pull up for the longest time, even after we were talking about it here. Took them a very long time to change it. I don't know if they've fully changed it yet or not. But they've changed it somewhat now. You used to get nothing but pictures of President Trump if you typed in the word idiot and looked for pictures. This is Google. This is what Google is doing. So the Hong Kong protesters, as reported by LMT Online, found ways to outwit the surveillance state. and Google and others. As I reported, moment the 25-year-old protester got home from demonstrations that turned violent, tear gas still stinging her eyes, she knew what she had to do. She had to delete all of her Chinese phone apps. So she got rid of WeChat. She got rid of Alipay. She got rid of a shopping app called Taobao. And then she installed a virtual private network and used the app Telegram to try to stay hidden from cyber monitors. Why? Because they're going to be able to tell with that phone where she is. Oh, this is one of the people, one of the 2 million out of 7 million people in the streets. But that's okay because they'll map all of those people. They have the capability of doing that now. Wasn't that long ago? That without the technology that they have today, they couldn't track and control that many people. But now all those, 2 million people, if they didn't do what that 25-year-old did, they've now got a mark on their social credit score. And who knows, in the near future, they might see themselves facing extradition to China, as many dissidents have. Family Research Council points out, though, that Hollywood has a new ally in the communist Chinese government. They said today in Hollywood, there is one director and that's China. And they point this out because of the hypocrisy of the Hollywood people who say that they're concerned about human rights. And so they've got to boycott Georgia and filmmaking in Georgia and misconstruing abortion as a human rights issue. It is not. It is a murder issue. And yet, they do business in many jurisdictions where abortion is totally outlawed, where women and homosexuals are victimized by a particular ideology. And, of course, they do business with China, the worst of all of them. It's the biggest partnership that nobody knows about. According to some experts, it's the most dangerous, said the Family Research Council. The majority of Americans probably have no idea when you buy a ticket to the latest blockbuster that the film you're about to see was either partially financed by China or it was altered because of it. As I reported last week, the box office take that Hollywood gets in America is now roughly equivalent to what they get from China. And China is going to surpass American box office next year. So they are actually having the different Hollywood studios are actually flying over Chinese censors to look at the movies that they're doing and suggest corrections to it. So they make sure that they don't offend the Chinese communist government. It's gotten that bad. And of course you can see aspects of this in the Mission Impossible film Fallout. You can see the gratuitous film, scene there of a Chinese action star who can take on everybody. They're Superman. But they raised an interesting point. They said, how come there's never been a movie about Tiananmen Square and the massacre there? There's a lot of drama. There are students who are crushed by soldiers. They got a lot of blood and death and scheming, and yet Hollywood never did a movie about that. You know, Hollywood never covered the American Revolution either, except in a negative way. The only time it was ever covered in a halfway positive way was by Disney, Walt Disney. They're not going to talk about that anymore. They're certainly not going to do anything about Tiananmen Square because they know that if they did that, that studio would never work or distribute any movies in China ever again. And that's the kind of control that they are exhibiting over people. So that is why 2 million out of the 7 million people in Hong Kong took to the streets and they won, at least temporarily. But of course, you never get your liberty forever. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance. So they have now indefinitely suspended the extradition bill. The Chinese communist government is now doubling down in their support of this disgraced puppet of theirs who put this through. She has apologized, but the people said, that's not enough. We want you to resign because they know that their liberty is not safe as long as this Chinese communist puppet is still in office. And when we look at some of the protesters on the street, you now have them calling for her to resign. Why are they so upset about this? Well, again, it's the social media aspects, the control, the social media credit system, the massive biometric surveillance. But then there's also the things that we have known about for years. I remember nearly 20 years ago, getting involved in a discussion with a homeschooling group. Basically, my wife was on it, but I saw what they were talking about in terms of one of these bodies exhibits. And I told them, I said, you really don't know what's going on in China if you're going to just take the word of the government that these are not executed prisoners that they have plasticized and put out there. I said, I'm very skeptical that that's really what's going on. And now we have, via Cheryl Atkinson, a report of dissidents in prison being killed for their organs. And this is not the first time we've seen this. People kill for their organs, people kill for their bodies. And of course, they always talk about Falun Gong, who are victims of this. They talk about this is going to be done or is now being done to Muslims and so forth. They always ignore the Christians. Never talk about this happening to the Christians. And of course it is happening to the Christians. They documented, this was published in the New York Post. They documented an individual named Stephen Mosher, president of the Population Research Institute. He documents a graphic and terrifying account from a former hospital worker. He said a prisoner was brought in, tied hand and foot, very much alive. The army doctor in charge sliced him open from chest to belly button and exposed his two kidneys. Said, cut the veins and arteries, he told the shocked intern. George did as he was told. Blood spurted everywhere. The kidneys were placed in an organ transplant container. Then the doctor ordered George to remove the man's eyeballs. Hearing that, the dying prisoner gave him a look of sheer terror. They're cutting this guy open alive. Alive. I can't do it, he told the doctor, who then quickly scooped out the man's eyeballs himself. They said, Chinese dissidents are being executed for their organs. That's political dissidents. People whose religion they don't like Christians or Falun Gong. This is the monstrous tyranny that is in China. The people who have been selected by the capitalists, that's why I say, capitalism versus socialism, Marxism versus fascism, these are phony dichotomies that we've been sold just like Republicans and Democrats. There's a little bit of difference, but not essentially, folks. And, it's absolutely disgusting what is being done by them. But these are the people that have been enabled by the capitalists who tell us, we don't want to have industry here. We got slave labor in China. Open up the trade borders here. Open up your borders to let people in. Open up your borders to let goods in. You don't need a country anymore. We're going to look out for your interests. These are the same people who are now moving after they've taken over the public square, the internet. Now they're moving to take over your money. Folks, if you want to keep free speech, if you want to keep your freedom alive, InfoWars is the tip of the spear against these people who have the biggest companies the world has ever seen, bigger than most countries, all working together simultaneously to shut down InfoWars beginning last August. And now that is moving. They're helping each other to shut down other news organizations that are independent. We have a massive sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the products that we have there. We've got 50% off all InfoWars Life products. This is part of a Save InfoWars emergency special. 50% off all InfoWars Life products. We have free shipping, double Patriot points. We also have a special just for the listeners of this program, 20% off a silver bullet or colloidal silver. Just enter the code David at checkout. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for listening.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nanosilver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.